Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody doing? How's everybody week going? I want to touch base, of course, and advise you guys why I didn't get a chance to do a Sunday show. Now, I know Sunday I was very, very busy. However, when it came to the time for me to schedule for 11 or 11:30 show, for some reason, once again, it's not the first time, I'm getting a little frustrated with the whole thing. Blog Talk Radio was not allowing me to log onto the site. Like, I logged on, and then every time I would try to go into another screen on the site, it was not allowing me to. And I'm getting frustrated because I know I got to be able to talk to you guys and tell you guys. And I don't like late night shows anyway because, you know, half of you guys are in a bad sleep or, you know, half of you guys are already watching TV or you're out and about in the world doing things, and I don't like doing late night shows myself. However, in my Sundays, if I'm not working on schoolwork, you know, I'm doing other things that I have to do to get myself prepared for the week, and or, you know, things I just need to accomplish that I can't do during the week. So, I just want you guys to know the reason why I didn't get a chance to do the Sunday show is because I was trying to log on to the site, and once again, Blog Talk Radio was not allowing me to log onto the site, so I'm a little peeved about it because this is not the first time that it keeps happening, and that's what forces me sometimes to skip a show because I couldn't get a chance to log on. Now, even if I set it up early in the day and or do a pre-recording and upload it, I still want to be able to log onto the site and log into the studio to see, you know, if there's anybody calling in. You know, if anyone has any questions or if you're live, to do a live chat. Now, granted, like right now, I'm driving to work, so I can't log in and view all that. But my Sundays, I'm not driving. So I would like to see that when I'm trying to conduct my shows on Sundays. So that's my little venting rant situation right now. I'm a little peeved by it, but it's neither here nor there. It's over with now. I'm here now with you guys on this day. And wanting to share more things of my little personal journey. I'm going through it with the time management. So we all struggle with things nowadays. But anyways, I'm so hot about Sunday. But anyways, so guys, once again, don't forget to play the archive shows. I see some of you guys are actually adhering to what I'm saying, and I got the chance to actually see the amount of times the archive shows was played. I get the chance to see all that. So, just like I said, if you want to stay close to my personal journey and understand what I'm saying when I'm doing things, so that way you're not lost, and or for past tips, past interviews, go ahead and do so. Look up the past shows and definitely play those, because there's going to be things, like I've said before, there's going to be things that I'm probably not going to touch the topic again on. And those are in the past shows. And there's going to be topics that I'm going to touch on that will be repeated in future shows. So definitely look forward to some things changing with the show. But like I said, I know I got to stay consistent with the timing of the shows. However, you know, I got it consistent with the days. However, when I try to log in, it's always an issue, especially at night. So I'm starting to really learn that. So I just can't with Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so moving along. So there's some things going on in the world that is just heartbreaking all around, you know. And I just say, if you guys are a group of people that pray, I say please definitely send some prayers out. A friend of mine the other day was advising me that she got a chance to see a movie preview, and it reminded her of me. And I said, oh, what kind of movie is this? You know. And she advised me, it's called War Room. War Room is a movie of a lady that literally has a little area or a room in her house that she has all these prayer requests and all these people in this room, and plaques of prayers being answered in this room. And she goes into this room and she prays. And she prays really hard for herself and for others. So I want you guys to understand and know, like, if you are a person that prays, then definitely do so. Praying for someone else and for yourself really helps out that person and for you. If you're a type of person that doesn't pray, that's fine. Maybe you should ask for someone to pray for you. You know, take that step of wanting to be healed or blessed by someone, because prayer works and it's very powerful when it's two or more people pray. It's very powerful, and you'll be surprised with your changes that will come of that. Also, I wanted to touch bases on a whole thing of relationships again. I'm not a relationship counselor. Of course I'm not. I'm not even a consultant for relationships. But like I said, everything that you do builds that image, regardless of if you're in a relationship, if you're in a business partnership, whatever it is, it still builds that image. So I just find it funny when you're in a relationship and you're with someone who's actually really wanting to make things work and you want to make things work. Then they, you know, they want certain things, not certain things, they want to advise, like, oh, well, got to work it out. We should be able to confront each other and work things out. All true. But as I've said before, you should be able to pick and choose your battles. When I say pick and choose your battles, sometimes you have to really sit down and think to yourself, like, is it even worth it to bring this up at this point in time? Is it even worth it to even make this appointment and confront this person? What am I doing that's different? What am I doing that can actually just change this so that I don't have to approach this topic in the future? Like, sometimes you have to really sit down and think about those things. You know, your actions may actually change that person from having to consistently, not even consistently, change that person from doing what they just did that made you upset. Now, some people don't like to change. Some people never change. What it is they either alter what they do or they just don't do it anymore. And that's, some people look at that as change. But however, if that person used to do it, it's because they know that they used to do it, it's a chance they can slip back into doing it. It's not a whole thing of, oh, you changed, you stopped doing this. No. It's because they altered it for that person or for themselves or for the situation that they were in. However, that chance of being able to bring it back is always there. So it's not really a change. To me, I look at it as not really a change. It's a change if you don't ever do it again. And when I say ever do it again, is you will go your whole life, you did it one time or you did it a few times, and then you stop and you go the rest of your life, and I mean 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and you don't ever do it again. Now that's a change. And you can easily say, as a person who changed their ways, oh, I used to do that. Or I did do that, and I do it no more. That's changed. But for a person who did it a couple of times, and then all of a sudden, like a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, they slip right back into it. You never change. You just stop for that certain situation. That's how I look at it. But, you know, some people look at it differently. However, and then it's funny, when people say that they don't get offended about things, but yet they get this question mark in their head, like, but why are you asking me that, or why is this a situation? And then you get a defensive mechanism going on inside of you, and it really looks, you look at it like, well, I thought you said that you won't get offended, but yet you're questioning and you're on a defense and you're debating things. That, to me, is you got offended. Anytime someone says something to you, and you don't know how to take it or interpret it, that is considered an offense. If you're taking something lightly, and you're laughing about it, you have no qualms about it, you're just like, ah, that's funny. Then it's like, oh, okay, you didn't take offense to that. Everyone has their own opinion or view on things, so it's understandable. But I look at it as anytime that you have a question mark that pops into your head about what someone said, and you want to argue it, not even argue it, if you think that you have to debate it, you have to question why they're saying it, to me, that's an offense. You got offended because you have a question about it. But some people take it as, oh, I wasn't offended, I just wanted to know why. No, if you want to know why they're saying that, it's because you did something, or you said something, or they see something that you just don't see. So it is what it is. Some people take it that way. But anyways, all that builds upon your image. If someone says to say something to you and they have to word it a certain way, it's because they've already realized you have a situation, you have an issue with when someone says something, whether it be about you, your situation, about the job, or whatever it is. that all looks upon your image. Like, oh, well, this person, you know, I really can't talk to this person straightforward because, you know, they're going to have a problem with it. I'm trying to tell you guys, anytime you question someone what they say, they're going to it's an automatic trigger in their mind, like, you have a problem. If you have a problem with what I'm saying. So, and it's like, yes, everyone's words have gravity to it. And we just have to be cautious about what we say. And unfortunately, this is like a world we live in where we have to be cautious about what we say. That's just what it really truly boils down to. We have to be cautious about what we say because everyone is so sensitive. I've said this to you guys before in the past shows. Everyone is so sensitive. Like, you say something and it's like the whole world ended. So, it is what it is. Me, I've come a long way, actually, because I used to be one of those people that just found it so heartbreaking, the things that people would say. And lately, I, you know, people say things, and I just, you know, I get the shocked look on my face. And it is sometimes it's not necessarily me, because, you know, they could be commenting about someone else, and, you know, they just feel as though they need to say it to me, and I just sit there, I just look like, okay. You know, it's in one ear and out the other kind of thing for me nowadays. It truly is. And it's funny because everyone has flaws. Everyone has something about them that's an issue for someone else. And it, even though two wrongs don't make it right, but it's like if you're going to come at me with something to say, I'm definitely going to have something to come back at you on. You know, and some people actually are like, wow, I didn't know you even noticed that. Yeah, I did. Because I'm the type of person, I observe from a distance. And I look at things, and I listen for things. And so, it's just funny when, like, for example, I have a coworker that feels though he has to put people on, they call it blast. You know, put people on Front Street, put people on the stage with a spotlight, like as if he doesn't have flaws himself. And it's terrible because, you know, I look at it as you get a certain age, all that should stop. We're not in high school anymore. We're not in college. Stop. But see, this is the way the world is, unfortunately. It's getting worse. Like, for example, I work with a bunch of people that are older the age of mine, Like, you're like 10, 20, 30 plus years. These people are 20, 30, 40 plus years my senior. And I feel like, I truly feel like I am in high school or college. This is always someone trying to pull out someone else's flaw. And it's like you sit there thinking to yourself, like, why are you trying to pull out my flaw when you got flaws that are so obvious to see every day? So it's terrible the way that happens. But, you know, I'm the type of person, I'll sit and watch and listen. And in the event that person still feels they need to come up to me and say something, I definitely have my ammo sitting there waiting. But as you can hear, we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show. And don't forget, guys, you can always email me my business email address for your image, LLC, @gmail.com. You can even follow me on Instagram, @StewieChewy, StewieChewy. And follow me, let me know if you heard the show, and I'll follow you back. So, but be blessed. Bring joy where there is no joy. Pray for someone or ask to be prayed for. You know, be think positive and do positive things. Trust me, you'll go a long way. Okay, so everyone, be safe out there. It's the weather has actually gotten really, really better this week. We are low humidity right now, and I'm enjoying the beautiful weather. You guys, try your best to have a great day and a great week and a great weekend.